Once upon a time, in another time, and in another world, there was a mother who was lying on her deathbed. She called her precious daughter into her bedroom and offered her her last precious gift. It was a small doll that the mother had been making with her own hands, and it looked just like her daughter, all the way down to her little red boots. The mother said that in time she would no longer be walking the earth with her, but she should keep this doll close to her. And if you ever lose your way or be in need of help, just ask this doll what to do. Keep her with you always. Do not tell anyone about her, and feed her when she is hungry. And with that, her mother passed away. A deep, unspeakable grief fell over the house. The little girl and her father found no sunshine, no laughter. They stayed close to one another, and all through the winter, they grieved. But when spring came again, and the grass was pushing up through the ground, love found her father, and he married what he thought was a good woman, and three sisters for his daughter. While the father was in the field working, the stepmother and daughters were nasty to Vasilisa. They treated her like a slave, ordering her around, the three stepdaughters rarely lifting a hand to help. But when the father was home, they put on different faces. They acted kind and sweet, and turned bitter when he left the house. As for little Vasilisa, she kept her doll a secret in the pocket of her apron. She seemed otherworldly to her new sisters and stepmother, and kind in the face of all the harshness just made their resentment towards her grow stronger. Until one day the stepmother came up with a plan. Let's make the fire go out, and then send Vasilisa out into the dark forest to the house of Baba Yaga. And there, Baba Yaga will kill her and eat her. Sisters liked this idea. So one day when Vasilisa came back from the forest with bundles of kindling for the fire, she came back to a dark and cold house. Her stepmother told her the fire had gone out, and she would go get more fire, but she was too old. And the stepsisters, they were just too scared of the forest. Vasilisa must go, otherwise they would all die. Although Vasilisa was frightened, she knew that she had her mother's doll in her pocket. So she went out looking for the house of Baba Yaga. As she wandered in the dark forest, she would come upon a fork in the road, not knowing whether to go left or right. She would ask the doll. Inside her pocket, she would feel the doll slightly bouncing in a particular direction, and this is how she made her way. Although the forest was dark, she suddenly saw a man all dressed in white, galloping on a white horse, and suddenly there was daylight. As she kept wandering, there was a man all dressed in red, on a red horse. And as soon as he passed, the bright sun rose in the sky. And then suddenly, a man all dressed in black, on a black stallion, rode swiftly past her into a hut. And the night grew dark. The house that the man disappeared into was no ordinary house. It was a hut of some kind that stood on chicken legs that whirled and walked about in a kind of ecstatic dance. And the windows and the shutters were closed and fastened with bones. She asked the doll, "Is this the house of fire we seek?" And the doll moved in her pocket. Just then, coming through the sky, was a flying cauldron, shaped like a mortar, being rowed with an oar shaped like a pestle. And inside was a woman with very long hair, and a nose curved down, and a chin curved up. She landed swiftly between Vasilisa and the house with chicken legs and said, "What do you want?"
Grandmother, I've come for fire. My house is cold and my people will die. I need some fire."
"Oh, yes. I know you and your people." "Well, child, you let the fire go out. That is ill advised. What makes you think I should reignite your flame?"
Vasilisa paused and consulted her doll.
"Because I ask." "You are very, very lucky. That is the right answer, my child. I can't possibly give you fire until you've done work for me. If you perform these tasks, you shall have fire. And if not, my child, you shall die."
Inside the hut, Baba Yaga opened her oven, and inside was enough food for 10 people, which she promptly devoured, and left a scrap of bread and a thimble of soup for little Vasilisa.
"You may wash my clothes, sweep the yard, and clean my house. Prepare my food, and then separate that big pile of mildewed corn from the good corn and see that everything is in order. If it is not done, you will be my feast."
And with that, Baba Yaga flew off in her cauldron with her hair trailing behind her like a sail.
"What shall I do? Never going to complete these tasks in time." The little doll in her pocket assured her that she should sleep first and that all would be well. And so she did. And in the morning, when Vasilisa awoke, all the work had been done. And all that remained was a meal to be cooked. So that evening, when Baba Yaga returned, she found everything complete. She was pleased in a way, but not pleased because she could find no fault with the little girl. "You are a very lucky girl."
And then Baba Yaga called her faithful servants. 3 pairs of hands appeared in mid-air without arms, heads, or bodies. And they began to rasp and crush the corn. The chaff flew in the house like golden snow. And finally, it was done. And Baba Yaga sat down to eat Vasilisa's dinner. And she ordered her that once again tomorrow, she should clean the house, sweep the yard, and launder her clothes. And Baba Yaga pointed to a great mound of dirt out in the yard.
"In that pile of seeds are poppy seeds.
Millions of poppy seeds. And I want you in the morning to have 1 pile of poppy seeds and 1 pile of dirt,
all separated from each other. Do you understand?"
Vasilisa grew weak in the knees.
"How am I going to do all that?" Again, the doll in her pocket motioned to her, almost whispering, telling her she should sleep and all would be well.
Once again, the doll accomplished all the chores that Baba Yaga had dared her to do. Everything was done when she returned home.
Wow, lucky for you that you were able to do these things.
And once again, she called three pairs of hands that appeared out of nowhere to press the oil from the poppy seeds. And once they were done with the task, they just disappeared. Vasilisa watched Baba Yaga closely.
What are you staring at?
Barked Baba Yaga. May I ask you some questions, grandmother?
Ask.
But remember, too much knowledge can make a person too old too soon. Vasilisa so much wanted to know about the white man on the white horse and the red man. And finally she asked about the man on the white horse.
That is my day.
And the red man?
That is my rising sun.
The black man on the black horse?
My third
and favorite night.
Come, come, child. Wouldn't you like to ask more interesting questions?
Vasilisa really wanted to know about the hand that up appeared and disappeared. But just as she was about to ask, the doll in her pocket began to jump. No, grandmother. As you say, I shouldn't know too much too soon.
You are wise for your few years, little lucky girl. And how did you come to be this way?
By the blessing of my mother, Vasilisa smiled.
Blessings! Blessings! We need no blessings here. You'd best be on your way, daughter.
And she pushed Vasilisa out into the night.
I tell you what, child, here.
Baba Yaga took a skull with fiery eyes from the fence post right outside of her hut.
Here, take this skull on a stick home with you. There. There's your fire. Don't ask another word. Just go on your way.
Vasilisa had the fire. She wanted to thank Baba Yaga. She wanted to express her gratitude, but the doll in her pocket was pushing her to move. So she took it and she went home. The light of the skull lit the path in front of her. And she went through the twists and turns with the help of her doll right back to her hut. But outside of her family's home, she felt afraid because it was dark and cold. It felt haunted in a way she didn't notice when she had left. When Vasilisa finally opened the door to the house, she found her stepmother and sisters cowering in the corner like scared rats. And as they rushed towards the fiery skull, the flames in the skull burnt them into a crisp. And there was nothing left of them but ash. And this is how that story goes.